The Drive is brought to you on demand by Assignar Construction Operations Software. Visit keepbuilding.com for a free demonstration and see how much your business can save.
It's KKFN and KKFN HD1 Long on Denver. The cup comes home!
Sakic held it in. Still held in. UA Group shot. Score!
Joe Sakic will come out to receive it as captain. The Stanley Cup winning Colorado Avalanche. And after 22 years, Raymond Marsh!
We're going to try to create a storm of our own.
Year next year, and I haven't won, so I'm just definitely motivated.
Let's go! McKinnon has two in the game, and he's flying into the zone. Nathan McKinnon, the drive, and he scores! That was special. They get it to McKinnon, and shot, he scores! Nathan McKinnon opens the scoring for Colorado. 100% reason
to remember the day. That was pushed back to him by Kulak. As McKinnon fires and scores!
We are the master.
I feel y'all ready. Oh, we're ready, Denver. Ready. Well, come on now.
Y'all ready? They ready.
Bringing home the cup tonight.
We ready.
Here's Nazem Kadri. Kadri shoots, scores! Nazem Kadri silences the crowd in St. Louis. Two goals in a minute and 23 seconds for the Avalanche. Fire him again. It won't be a power play goal, but it will be a 4-1 lead on the second of the game for Nazem Kadri.
Oh, checking was Nichushkin, lost it. Nazem Kadri scores!
It's a hat trick for Kadri.
McKinnon drives it across. Shot, score! Lands it in. 5-3 Avalanche.
The move!
Shot by Taves, blocked, and then Nichushkin scores! On cue, his second of the night.
Owens the goal. Up to McDermott. Long shot. Score!
Curtis McDermott from just inside the blue line.
McCarr releasing his way through.
Except it scores! Kale McCarr right off the draw! He danced! He danced! He danced! And then he fired!
And the Avs have taken a 6-3 lead for Kale McCarr.
Turn the lights off! Carry me home!
Johnson on it now. Here's Taves, a shot, and he scores! Devon Taves ties the game!
Great move on set.
job's not finished. We know that.
The job is almost finished. Mission 16W is now Mission 1W. Tonight, Sean Drotar with you as D-Mac matriculates his way up to Ball Arena. Matt Smith still here with us as we take you a little bit closer as the game gets underway in just about an hour and change. Want to thank our listeners in Wheat Ridge for making 104.3 The Fan a part of your day. Matt, you've been talking about this, of course, with DMAC for a bit. I'll give you my thoughts on it, and then we can kind of reset there a bit. I think the Avs get it done tonight, and that's not necessarily just a rah-rah type of situation. Here are the things that are to their benefit. The ice will be a sheet of glass in the Ball Arena, and not, as Nazem Kadri put it, kind of garbage like it was in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay looked as if they were completely gassed, physically beaten. That happened in Tampa. Tampa's elevation is 48 feet. Obviously, Denver is a mile high. It's a different situation. And then, of course, the distraction where John Cooper had a sort of weird sour grapes moment, which took the focus away from his own team and the ability to work on what they should be doing tonight in Game 5. And, by the way, made the Avs win, tried to minimize it, make them look bad, and it got under some of their skin as well. Nathan MacKinnon made sure to point out that they will be ready tonight no matter what the Lightning think about their comparative lack of experience. To me, when John Cooper came out, Matt, and kind of had a weird eulogy for his not only team, but seemed like his NHL career, just a bizarre rambling statement that, of course, as we talked about in the post-game show after that, of course he backtracked the next morning. That's a guy that knows his team's beat. And while I do expect Tampa Bay to come out with a fight, if the Avalanche score the first goal in this game, they'll be taking home the cup.
Is that your hot take there, Sean?
No, that's my analysis.
Oh, that's your analysis.
Yes, sir.
I agree wholeheartedly, by the way. Wholeheartedly. The first 10 minutes of this game, Sean, will be very, very crucial. Colorado will have to combat the fact that there's a lot of nervous energy in the building, but there's a lot of fire in the building, Sean. That's number one, right? And number two is what we've seen from the Avalanche so far in the first period at home. They come out and they go barnstorming. It's time to put on the full court press, the all-out blitz. It's time to sell out, Sean, because Tampa Bay, in my opinion, while I respect them as much as anybody, and I'll tell you what, they have given the Avs, St. Louis won two games, but Tampa Bay is by far the best opponent the Avalanche have come up across,
yes.
By far the best coached opponent they've come up across. But truthfully, Sean, I don't think there is a single button left to push for John Cooper. I don't. I think he tried it, and it worked. In Game 3, the Avs needed all of 24 hours to adjust to it, and in that second period of Game 4, they really came on strong. I thought the action, Sean, was back and forth in the third period of Game 4, but in overtime, they absolutely waxed Tampa on Tampa's home ice, and I expect a very similar effort tonight from Colorado. There is no holding anything back, Sean. Tonight, you empty the tank for three periods, and when that clock hits zero, you know what happens, Sean.
Yes.
Pure jubilation.
The Lightning understand that as well. John Cooper said today they are out of mulligans, and that's a pretty good way to do it. Commented on the energy down at Ball Arena and how it actually has impacted the game. That's remarkable, because if you go look at the history of the Stanley Cup or you look at the NHL playoffs, home ice usually doesn't actually mean that much. If you look at the teams in Game 7s, the home ice doesn't usually give you a significant edge. These are teams in a sport where it usually doesn't matter. But tonight it matters, because this is the first time in more than 20 years an opportunity to bring that cup home. That cup, by the way, was also won on home ice. And in a little bit of baseball gamesmanship, the ice will be better. I've talked about this whole series. The Lightning, as great as they are, simply cannot do anything to stop the Avalanche's team speed. Not as a whole. And so when the Avalanche find themselves in a spot where the ice would be better and faster, that's another thing that tilts to their advantage that Tampa Bay can't do anything about. So a hot start, a fast start, the crowd behind them, and the first goal. First 10 minutes, you had it right. But if the Avs are up after one, they're in great shape. If the Avs are even tied after one, they're in good shape. Because now, for the first time in a long time, all of the pressure is on the defending champs. The Avs, they're playing with house money.
They are. And Nathan MacKinnon has had a great playoffs. To think that he hasn't been the best player on the team, Sean, that's pretty remarkable. Really, I mean, considering what Cale Makar has done, it's quite remarkable and speaks to just how loaded this team is. How about the fact that Makar and Rantanen, I think, are the first pair of teammates to have over 20 assists in the playoffs in a long time, maybe ever, actually, now that I think about it. And what we've seen from this team's core in the playoffs, yeah, Sean, they have had that depth contributions, right? JT Compher's been fantastic at certain points during this playoff run. Darren Helm and Andrew Cogliano, two veteran additions this year, have been brilliant. They have been brilliant, Sean. They have been, with Logan O'Connor and Compher, the unsung heroes of this team. But if you want to look at the numbers, it's the horses that have carried the Avalanche. And, Sean, I believe once again tonight, they're going to let the horses out and let them run, because the Avalanche have such a big advantage up front, considering, to me, how banged up Tampa is. I think we're going to see a prideful effort, specifically from Andrei Vasilevsky. But at a certain point, it won't be enough. As we saw in games 1 and 2, the Avs' speed at home, especially 48 hours off of a grueling overtime game in game 4, now back at altitude, Sean, that will play a factor tonight.
And yes, it will.
Speed kills.
It does. And the last change matters a lot. And this is something, when we had the Avalanche War Room earlier this week, for those who are maybe still new to hockey and those who know it, I guess, bear with me, because I think there are some people who don't understand why that's impactful. Obviously, when you see the play in real time, guys are hopping on the board, out of the ice, off the boards, you know, over the boards, getting in and off. Okay? Regular. As you expect to see. Even if John Cooper didn't like the fact that at times it ends up being a little bit lazier, but that's the way it goes when guys are outside of the play. That doesn't have anything to do with the last change. But every time there is a stoppage of play, the away team has to put their line out first, and then the home team can put out their line. That's the home ice advantage. And in a team with speed, for example, Anthony Cirelli, who's been one of the guys that is hurt, dinged up right now, but he's done a great job, for the most part, in limiting Nathan MacKinnon. Well, Cirelli's not going to get to mark Nathan MacKinnon, at least not at the beginning of his shifts anymore, because the Avalanche can rotate that out and make sure that the defensive line that the Lightning want to put on that top line, MacKinnon's line, is not a matchup. It's neutralized. So over the course of the game, a player like Nathan MacKinnon, who, believe me, has wanted to have a better series than he's had, to me, Matt, this feels like everything is set up for one of those Nathan MacKinnon nights where he is the dominant player. I, quite frankly, expect him to score a goal. I think he's going to have a tremendous night. And I do think it's going to lead the Avs to victory. And I'm not sure this is going to even be all that close if the Avs score first. I think they can run away with it. If the Avs put 40 shots on net, this has been the magic number all postseason, they're going to win this game. As good as Vasilevsky is, and he is extraordinarily good, and especially in elimination games, he's extraordinarily good. But the save percentage is what it is. It's just math, right? You want to overcome it, you put more shots on the net, and you make him stop it. With their team speed, with the ability to have that last change, I expect the Avs, at least in the middle of the ice, to dominate. And I expect them to get odd man rushes. I expect to see some breakaways. I expect to see them being able to hold the puck in the zone, although we'll talk about that more. They shouldn't do it for very long. And the power play tonight for the Avs should be absolutely lethal. The only way I look at this game tonight and say Tampa Bay has an edge is that it is possible that a great goaltender like Vasilevsky has one of those nights
and just pulls off 60 saves, stands on his head in a legendary appearance. That could happen. But I also see that as the only way the Lightning win this game.
I was talking to D-Mac before he left, and that's where D-Mac went. He went to head down there. He's on the light rail heading down. If you see him on the light rail, make sure you're, you know, give him a go, Avs go. But that's the one thing I said to D-Mac. We were talking about it, and I said, paint me the picture in which Tampa Bay wins this game. And we talked about Vasilevsky, but outside of that, Sean, it feels like Tampa's really banged up here. It feels like they have a ton of injuries to key players. And I know we're deep in the season, as deep as you can get. And at this time of year, everybody's dealing with something, Sean, but they've got major, major contributors that are banged up. And I think tonight we finally see that catch up to Tampa, because Colorado, outside of Sam Girard, will have a full stable of players. As we now know, Andre Burakovsky is a possibility per Jared Bednar earlier today. And I do believe, Sean, when the starting lineup comes out here in a few minutes, actually, that Burakovsky's name is going to be on there.
If that's the case, obviously, and Burakovsky is there, who's been actually a better factor in the playoffs than people thought after a regular season in which he was something of an enigma. All of a sudden turning it on, blocking shots. That's how he actually got hurt in this case, and getting hit on that
the first time. Yeah.
Right. So now you run into another goal scorer, another guy that can skate. They just have they're coming at you in waves. This is sort of the reverse. So this is going to be good news for Colorado fans. I'll bring up a bad memory because I think people remember what it's like. When the Broncos lost Super Bowl 48, and the Seattle Seahawks kept rolling out what they called their NASCAR package at the time. Wave after wave of pass rushers that simply overwhelmed the Broncos to the tune of a, of course, disastrous 43-8 blowout. Now, that's what you're going to see tonight. If it's not going to be the McKinnon line, it's going to be the Kadri line. We've seen the third line be effective, and even the fourth line effective. Darren Helm has been one of the more impactful players in the postseason. He leads all of the NHL in hits. There's just too many players that can skate and score. If the Avalanche don't let up on the forecheck and are careful in avoiding the turnovers, they'll be fine. They need to make sure they don't fall in love with their own skill, which has happened at times, but they always seem to get better at it and more focused as this comes along. You can't give up the odd man break. You can't give up a breakaway that's like a Stamkos. You can't turn it over in the neutral zone. But everything else, I just think, as weird as it sounds, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the back-to-back defending champions, are overmatched.
In every way. Outside of goaltending. And the Avs proved that, because they countered what was a large adjustment between games 2 and 3 that led to the game 3 win for Tampa Bay. Sean, it took them 24 hours and it took them one period of game 4 to counter. And they already had applied those lessons. They just weren't playing with enough effort in the first period. And Bedzy, between periods, I think he lit a fire under these guys and said, you just have to get back to your work ethic that got you here. Because with the adjustments that Tampa made, simply outworking them, Sean, it was a schoolyard tactic. Just dump the puck down the end of the ice on our choppy ice and win the puck battle. Colorado won't be used to that because they haven't seen it all year. And they didn't. Credit to John Cooper and staff. What other strategic play he might have, I don't know that there's anything really left at his disposal that's going to fool the Avs. And quite frankly, the Avs don't care. The Avs are only worried about, Sean, what they do and playing their game. And tonight, that is the sole focus, as it has been every single game of this postseason. The Avalanche have the mentality, line up however you want to line up. We're not playing your game. Catch us if you can, Sean. And I expect that tonight from the Avs, because like I said, it's time to let all the air out of the tires and really give this thing a good run, because tonight's the night to end it. Tampa's hobbled. Tampa's tired, Sean. 3 straight years, short off seasons, and the third oldest team in the league. The changing of the guard in the NHL is upon us, and it begins tonight, Sean.
I agree with you, especially when you take the Lightning win, which, you don't discount it, but take that Lightning win away, and they've scored 5 goals in the other 3 games. 5. And 2 of those were overtime games. The Avalanche have done what they've needed to do for the most part, except for that Game 3 blip. They have limited the shots. They're even better at doing that at home, where the last time they played at home, Darcy Kuemper put up a shutout. This is what the surprise has been. We'll have to talk about this a little bit. because Kemper's performance over the course of the series has been fascinating. He had a bad game in Game 3, as all of the Avalanche did. Game 2, of course, he was terrific. Didn't have to make a tremendous number of saves. But you'll also talk to goaltenders who will tell you, when you get infrequent shot attempts, it's actually hard to get into the rhythm of the game. So I don't write that off at all. And then I think the way he played in Game 4 is notable. The Hedman goal was a bad goal. The first goal, of course, there's nothing you could do about it. Another one of those, quite frankly. On-ice discretion calls for the referees. They could have blown it dead when Cirelli scooped off Kemper's helmet. They chose not to. They scored. That's okay. I think that was the correct no call, just as it was on Kadri's game-winner goal.
Yeah, Sean, the discretion.
But otherwise, he's been good, Matt. And let me give you one more part of that for you before I let you go. Think about this. The adjustment that Bednar and Kemper made. Kemper was stick handling far more than he has at any point in an Avalanche uniform, going behind the net and handling the puck. It had led to him starting a break that made him the first goaltender in NHL Stanley Cup history to assist on a game-winning goal in overtime. But what it also did was it removed one of Tampa's things that they like to do. When he's back there, the Avalanche defensemen aren't roaring back behind the net into that corner where they get popped by the Lightning. Sometimes that can be clean. Sometimes that can be dirty, a la Evander Kane, when you have to scramble back to get your own puck. That's what happened to Kadri. So the conscious decision to have Kemper handle the puck more, of which he made only one mistake that I can remember and then managed to get back and get the save, saved the Avalanche a tremendous amount of wear and tear on the blue line, and that's going to pay off tonight.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, Sean. I do.
It's an underrated part of what happened.
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, Sean, I just keep coming back to the fact that when it mattered most in the biggest game of the year, coming off of a very rough stretch, Darcy pulled it together in the face of adversity, and he looked like a different goaltender than he had. Clean glove saves, he was snapping it, rebounds were much less, and I think the fact that Colorado made the adjustment to have him go out and play the puck, quite frankly, more than he did in any single game this season, and it wasn't even close, to counter what Tampa was doing, I think that gave him a sense of being in control, quite frankly, and I thought he made some really, really big stops when there were defensive lapses, and that was something that Colorado hasn't gotten from him. I expect the same thing from him tonight, Sean. I think he's ready to carry this thing home. And again, we've talked a lot about Darcy Kemper, but here's the thing. You're not a Stanley Cup winning goaltender until you are. And he has a chance to prove he can get it done tonight with another really solid performance.
It would be a remarkable turnaround for a guy that, quite frankly, in this town, people wanted to run out on the rails. What would it mean for Darcy Kemper, by the way, an impending unrestricted free agent, to win the Stanley Cup and to be the goaltender of record in a five-game, quote-unquote, gentleman sweep? We'll talk about it next.
From the banks of Cherry Creek to the Flatirons of Boulder to the South Stands of Mile High, he's the state of Colorado's native son. Of mythical and physical proportion, University of Colorado Buffalo's team captain, Denver Broncos Super Bowl 50 champion, he is Mount Columbus. Who dare attempt scale the mighty Mount Columbus on this day?
Son, honestly, the native son, with all due respect. Some of us also went to see Boulder and their native sons, but not as large or as legendary as Tyler Columbus. But we will do our best, and I ask Matt Smith the question. Coming up to this final, you heard it all about Darcy Kemper. Chokes in the playoffs. Not a winner when it's big. Heard it in the middle of this series, even. Go back to Francois. The only person that's had Darcy Kemper's back the whole way is Jared Bednar. If they win tonight with Darcy Kemper on net, how does it change his perception as a goaltender?
Mount Columbus. Speak!
Well, Sean, In a world where goaltending is a very, very valuable commodity and there is more demand than there is supply, it could lead Darcy Kuemper to a massive free agent contract offer. And he's an unrestricted free agent now. We have to remember, and the only two goaltenders on this roster for next season are Francois and Annunen. If Darcy Kuemper wins a Stanley Cup tonight, that journeyman tag, it goes away. We'll remember that he's had different spots, but we'll also remember that he's a Stanley Cup champion goaltender, and people and teams are going to come a-calling, Sean, that they will.
Would one of those teams then presumably be the Avalanche? Well, I mean, how serious would they be in bringing him back? Because for the most of the year, most people have seemed to think he was a rental.
It'll be interesting because they have a lot of decisions to make. What do you do with Kadri? What do you do with Nichushkin?
Burakovsky.
Manson, go down the list, right? So it'll depend upon what their priority list is. Goaltender, as we know, that was the big question, like you mentioned, heading into this season. We're one game away from Joe Sakic being able to tell everybody, ha! I told you so. And I'm looking forward to get that yelled in my face.
I think there are a lot of Avs fans that will take it. Look, obviously, Joe Sakic has been pushing the right buttons. We have an opportunity, of course, now with about, I would say, 45 minutes, almost to the button, from puck drop. Had an opportunity to open up the phone lines. Our almostlaw.com line is 303-713-1043. And if you had your reactions or excitement or, you know, just whatever you're feeling, with just under an hour to go, let us know. We want to talk to you about it as well. Matt, you know, if you run into, I am out of studio as we speak, so you run into someone on the calls, you hop in and let's bring them in.
Nobody here right now, Sean. Okay. We just opened them up, and we want to get back to hearing where you're watching the game.
Right.
We want to know, first of all, are you at home? Are you at the bar? Are you even in Colorado? We've got so many texts. We've gotten France, Costa Rica. We've gotten Sweden, Sean. Somebody texted in from Sweden who said that us talking about Gabriel Landeskog brought them to tears, Sean, and that he's so happy for Gabriel Landeskog to potentially have his moment tonight. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting goosebumps as I say it. If it happens tonight, I can't wait to see Landy hoist that thing. For all of Denver and for all of Avs Nation all around the world, it's going to be fun tonight, Sean. I'm really fired up for tonight. I have to tell you, this is a special day in Denver, Colorado, Sean. It's a special night. This is what the community has been building towards. Everybody is invested. Downtown is going to be a zoo if it's not already, and I imagine it is. Yes. We've heard from plenty of people on the text line that I-25 has been loaded. We want to know where you are tonight. How are you celebrating tonight? How are you enjoying tonight? What's your vibe, Sean?
Well, I, of course, will be watching this for the most part in the studio because I will be on the post-game show, as usual, my usual 9 to midnight show with Sandy Clough. But we will hop on the second the final horn hits, if that's even before the normal 9 o'clock. And if they win, we're going to be going all the way to 1 a.m., getting your reaction. Go ahead and start the party. And by the way, if they win, the fan is going all night long. It'll be straight through live and local until at least 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. So a win means we're burning the midnight oil. I got the Red Bull ready, my friend.
A win, good
to go.
A win means we're going till 1 p.m. tomorrow, all night
all
into next day. It is going to be a non-stop party, baby, and I can't wait.
The situation there with Landeskog you talked about, I do want to touch on that because he's been there through the bad days when this was the worst team in the NHL. And not just the worst team in the NHL. Remember, at one point in their very worst season, they were the worst team in the history of the shutout era. And the shootout era, The fewest points allowed at all on a season for a team in the entire shootout era where you can get a point just getting to overtime. The Avs were the worst team ever during that, and that record has not yet been broken. Landeskog has gone from that, now 5 years later, to potentially hoisting the cup. When he was made the captain, He was the youngest captain in history, which, to be honest, was a bit of a gimmick because he was named captain months before the season started. He was not the youngest captain in history ever to hit the ice, but he was young. And watching his game mature to what it is now, a guy that's getting close to 30 and understands he crashes the crease. He creates traffic. He makes sure that he does the dirty work. He's not the high-flying kind of guy that he was before, but you know what he's become? Exactly what the Avalanche have needed, an element that they had not had. And also, unlike a bunch of captains, you have to be aware that you take some liberties with the Avs players. You may not have to wait for somebody else to come off the ice. The captain's not afraid to throw down on you right there.
Sean, the phone lines are lit up. It's time to get the vibe. It's time to hear from the voice of Denver, Colorado. First off, we're starting with Joe. Joe, welcome to the Fan. Where are you? You're fired up.
Hey, guys. I'm a healthcare worker, so we got to stage some lives, or I'll be listening to the game.
Hell yeah, Joe.
And, Nathan MacKinnon, hat trick tonight. He's going to show up and
that's what I'm talking about.
Go Avs!
All right, Joe. I love it, Sean. A MacKinnon hat trick.
Hey, I think he's scoring. I said at the beginning of this, about a half hour ago, it's a big night for MacKinnon. It's all laid out for him. I think we're going to see a show from number 29. I would love to see a Hattie, because the one he had earlier in the playoffs with maybe the best single one-man effort I've ever seen got a little taken away because of the comeback that ended up in that series with the Blues. But it's one of the best, most amazing goals I've ever seen. He's ready to have that kind of game again, because Nathan MacKinnon, in his heart of hearts, is a little frustrated of how this has gone. He is ready to explode, and everything is set up for him to do exactly that.
All right, Eric, you are next on the Fan. Come on, bring the energy. It is game five. The Avs are going to clinch the cup. How you doing, Eric?
Doing awesome. I'm super pumped. I'm calling here from St. Paul, Minnesota, born and raised in Colorado. And then
St. Paul?
You know, St. Paul, Minnesota. You know, I'm telling you right now, people in Minnesota are big-time Avalanche fans.
Even
though they were big rivals, they're rooting for the Avs. I got two quick questions for you guys.
Shoot.
If we win the Cup tonight, who do you think is winning the MVP for the Avs this playoff series? And then for next season, what do you guys think the Minnesota boy is going to be playing next year? Is he going to be playing maybe third or fourth line minutes?
We're gonna.
That's all I got for you guys.
All right, thanks, Eric. Thanks so much for the call, Sean. I think as far as MVP of the series go, I'm gonna give that to Gabriel Landeskog as it stands. As far as MVP of the playoffs, it's Cale Makar for me. Who do you got?
It's Cale Makar, absolutely. But you know what? For the series, I'm gonna give you another one. Doesn't have a goal yet, but he leads the entire Cup Finals in scoring. That'd be one Mikko Rantanen, who's been doing the dirty work, has been sharing the puck very, very well, skating very, very well. He's not getting the attention, but very quietly, I think Rantanen and Valeri Nichushkin may have been the most important players in this series, but I don't think either of them will win the Conn Smythe. That clearly is going to go on Cale Makar's mantle next to his Norris Trophy and his Calder Trophy. Oh, the Hobie Baker Trophy, too. He's got to get a bigger mantle.
Just a little bit of hardware there. I love the sound of that. I know Trevor does, too, and Trevor, you are next on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, it's going great, man. Riding on cloud nine. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm awesome. I just call in. Say I'm down here in Houston, Texas. Been watching
H-town
the Avs all
down.
Year. Yeah, so I'm a Colorado native. Moved down here in August. Watched them all year. Been rooting for them all year. And, man, I just can't wait for tonight. Let's go, Avs.
Let's go, baby. I feel you.
I love getting these calls from folks that are out of town. I mean, this is... It speaks to the power of hockey, the power of the Stanley Cup. This town, I remember, of course, the last Stanley Cup. I remember both their previous Stanley Cups. It is great, especially right now, to have something that can bring the town, the state, and Avalanche fans everywhere together with one voice and one thing in common, and that is hoping for a win tonight.
Ramon, what do you got, brother? Bring it to me. It's game day. Ramon, where are you, buddy?
Denver.
All right, what do you got, Ramon?
It's Raymond. But
Raymond. My bad.
Yeah, we just want to show our appreciation for the city of Denver and letting you know that the Avs, we room for you all the way.
All right, I love it. I love it, Raymond. Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Keep them coming. We will be right back with more. So the line is, by the way, RamosLaw.com, 303-713-1043. You're about now 30 minutes from face off for game five. Could it be 4-1? Could the Avs win faster than they knocked off the Blues against the back-to-back champs? I think they can, but we'll talk about it next.
Let's go!
It's our Mission 16W Cup Final pregame, presented by TNT Home Services, getting you set for tonight's Game 5 as Colorado looks to close out Tampa Bay. Here's The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
John Drota and Matt Smith with you. Of course, Tyler Palumbus is off, and D-Mac is working his way north to Ball Arena, where it all goes down. We are getting your reactions, of course, now prior to the face-off, and head back to the phones. Matt, what do we have next?
First up, Sean, we're going to our man, Evan. Evan, what do you got for us on this Game 5 game day? Welcome to the fan.
What's going on, guys? Avs all. I will be celebrating the win and watching the game at Clancy's Irish Pub in Wheat Ridge, Colorado.
I love it. Down at Clancy's. Have a pint for us. Thanks so much for the call, Evan. Next up, Santiago. What do you got, buddy?
Janice, I am so excited. I am pumped up. I cannot believe this. I am calling from New Baltimore, Michigan. I'm nervous, but I know this team has the heart of a champion. They're so composed, they're so quick, and they just maintain their focus. So with that, go Avs. We're going to bring home the Stanley Cup tonight, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. Santiago checking in from Michigan, Sean. All over the world and all over the country, Avs Nation is fired up for this one. Sean, next up, we're going to our man Trev. It's Trevor. What do you got? Bring the heat, Trev.
What's going on, man? This is Trevor. I'm out here in San Diego, California.
San Diego?
Avs all day. I grew up in Wyoming playing hockey, watching the Avalanche, watching Patrick Waugh hold all those cups up. Now I was 5 years old in 96 when they won the first one. Now I'm here with my kid. Well, I was five when they won it. Now my kid's five. So here we go. Ready for this win. Let's go Avs.
That's got to be a good omen, right?
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
Timing
works out.
Works out
perfectly. How about that? San Diego, Michigan, Sean, Avs Nation is far and wide. It's got roots everywhere. But we need a little local flavor. That's why we're going to Jack in Boulder. What do you got, Jack?
Hey, this might not be the call you expected. I am excited for the game tonight. I'm a diehard Lightning fan. Just moved from Tampa.
Oh, we'll see you later, Jack. Adios, muchacho. We don't have time for that today, Sean. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that's
it wasn't the call I was expecting, and it wasn't the one I wanted, pal.
I will say that. At least Jack set it up.
Yeah, he set it up.
And I respect that.
I respect it, too. But also, you know, I'm done respecting this Lightning team, Sean. It's time for them.
Pass the torch.
It is.
It's time.
It's the changing of the guard in the NHL. And I'm telling you, my man Trey is up next. Trey knows what I'm talking about. Don't you, Trey?
How are we, boys? I got an all-time story from Game 2. I was at Ball Arena on Saturday night. Wasn't supposed to go. My wife was having contractions all game.
Oh.
Game ends. My wife calls me. She says something's happening. My baby boy is born on Sunday, Father's Day, and I named him John Stanley Fisher IV. Let's go, Avs!
Congratulations! All right. Wow, that is
awesome.
Big. Just at the moments, too, over on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. In the last few minutes, Bozeman, Montana, Little Rock, Arkansas, Columbus, Ohio. We went, of course, in Michigan as well. San Francisco, Spokane. All of this, by the way, in the last, like, literally 5 minutes, man. I mean,
it's amazing.
It's just amazing. About everywhere. And as we want Idaho checking in, got everybody. So fantastic to see everybody here in the Avalanche fandom, which stretches all the way over as well to Europe. trip and all that sort of thing. So, I mean, it is, it's great. I know some of the folks from the Eurolanch group, one of the big fan bases out in Europe, some of them are in the house tonight, as is, by the way, Lord Stanley's Cup.
Oh, and you know who else is finally checking in? It's our boy. It's D-Mac. Welcome to the show!
What's going on, guys? I'm going to give him a fist bump to Troy Rank. He's sitting here talking Troy and Hockey D-Mac. And we got about 2 minutes left on the warm-up skate. Troy, any news? Wait, hold on. I can ask Troy. Did you see Andrei Burakovsky out there?
I just got up for a
Troy cannot confirm or deny.
I heard he's out, D-Mac. I heard he's not going to play tonight. He wasn't out there for warm-ups. That's what I just read.
Because I got here. Well, I just got here, and only half the team is out there. Generally, the way this goes is Nathan McKinnon's first one, and you heard he wasn't drafted. Okay.
Set the scene, D-Mac. Set the scene. What's it like?
Well, I mean, it's a packed house. It's jubilant Avalanche fans. The expectations are through the roof. I mean, the fan base is fired up and excited beyond anything you can feel here for the past 21 years. They know the championship is on the cup. Depending on the next 3 hours of excitement and thrills, it was a little drizzle, to be honest with you, so I don't know if that's going to impact things on the outside viewing. But other than that, the spirits couldn't be higher, the attitude couldn't be better, and the altitude. I can barely breathe. I mean, I don't know how Tampa is going to play hockey tonight, Colin. And that applause right now is for Nathan McKinnon, as he is, along with Cody Hutchinson, the last two guys on the ice, as is one in their division. And McKinnon is firing pucks left and right all by himself. So we'll take you through the last 40 seconds of the warm-up. So if you want to hear how the crowd salutes Nathan McKinnon, perhaps, is he the Conn Smythe winner? We'll see. But he's the leader with both on his shoulders. And he stands by himself alone at the blue line while the crowd salutes him.
Oh, they're going nuts. I love it, D-Mac. Have fun, buddy.
All right, guys. We'll see you later. Follow along at D-Mac Radio. And now they're just booing the Lightning. There's like five guys in the Lightning. All of them. Because they're still there. But, hey, man, follow along. We got you on social media. We got you live. We got you on Twitter. We got you guys. Can't wait for all of it to unfold tonight.
Awesome, D-Mac. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
buddy.
D-Mac.
Take care. By the way, Sean, we haven't given out a game puck, but I feel like this game puck tonight goes to Avs fans all over the world showing up, showing out, getting us fired up. It's this one, Sean, is for Avs fans.
Tulsa, Kennebunkport, Maine, Wisconsin Rapids, Kansas City, White Rock, British Columbia, Rollins, Wyoming, all in the last 2 minutes while D-Mac was on the call with us, courtesy of Superbook Sports. That's how it's going to go down. We are going to head out of here, but I will be back, and I'm sure Matt will join us at some point, with the fans' post-game show. That will happen the moment that final horn sounds. We'll break it down with you as well. Maybe the Avs are lifting the cup.
Woo!
Until then, enjoy Woo! Your time. Thanks to Matt Smith. Thanks to Kamarji Granderson in the booth. He makes a lot of this work. D-Mac, of course. But Matt, you had it right. All of you Avs fans, stay safe. Have fun. Let's bring the cup back to Denver. Cecil Amy is up next.
Bring it home!
Hey guys, Tyler Palumbus here to tell you about my new friends at Assignar. Colorado contractors get paid faster and save big time money with Assignar managing their construction operations. From instant crew and equipment scheduling to digital time tracking and forms, contractors using Assignar are averaging $30,000 per year in savings. Collect data from the field to make informed decisions from the office with Assignar platform and mobile app. Go to keepbuilding.com to request your free demonstration of Assignar and see how much your business can save.